Blog Talk Radio.
When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring a new good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KB Cam.
God be the glory. It's once more and again
We thank you for joining us on For His Glory. I am your co-host, Apostle Brian Blassingame. I'm here with my host, the lovely Kimmy Kim. And we just thank God for allowing us to be amongst the living and not the dead. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, we're here with some things on the mind, things on heart, pertaining to the things of God, of course. And before we get started, I'd just like to have a word of you guys. It's been a while since we've been here, but we're always happy to be here and always happy to be with you. But before we get started, again, like I said, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this day still wrapped in our right frame of mind with thanksgiving in our hearts and a praise upon our lips. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that this word as it goes forth will find a lodging place, a resting place in the hearts of many. But not only will it find a place in the hearts of many, but that it will bring forth fruit and that the fruit will multiply and that the fruit will remain. We ask, Lord God, that this be done, that you be glorified in the earth. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, once more and again, I was looking through my daily devotion, and I saw something. It kind of resonated with me because I've been seeing some things, I've been hearing some things. And, let me just read the heading first because it says, "You will bruise Satan under your feet." Now, of course, this is referred back to the beginning. This is talking about when Adam and Eve fell from grace in the Garden of Eden. Even though they had fell from grace, God made them some promises. And one of the promises was that he will bruise Satan's head under the feet of Adam and Eve, because it was the snake who deceived Eve and caused them to fall. Now, that was part of the punishment that God gave to the snake, to the serpent, that Adam and Eve would bruise his head. So basically what he's saying is from the beginning of time, God gave man dominion in the earth. Now, what Satan did was cause man to fall. And I guess he was thinking by him causing them to fall, he was going to change the plan of God and he was going to be able to roam or rule the earth or whatever. I mean, who knows how his mind was really working, because, I mean, for him to even to have the idea that he would exalt himself above the Most High, something sick had been going on in his mind anyway. But I was looking at these two scriptures, and what comes to my mind is, of course, you know, we keep hearing different people say different things, stuff like, well, what is the world coming to? Well, it's coming to an end. And in a lot of cases, we're seeing the Bible actually fulfilling itself right before our very eyes. And I may have said this before and covered it somewhat before, but it's almost amazing to me how we are now in a place to where people are coming directly stating that they don't fear God. They don't have a fear for God. And scripturally, and if you ask me naturally, I feel like something's missing, something's wrong when a person has no fear for God. And the reason why I said it is because scripturally, in Proverbs, it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's the first place. Fear, having fear of God is the first place where you have wisdom or start to begin to get wisdom. And like I've probably stated in the past, that I've known people and we've known people to confess how much they really love Jesus, how much they really love the Lord. But what I come to the conclusion of is in a lot of cases when they say they love the Lord but have no fear of God, there's some that have the tendency to, even though they say they love God, but because there is no fear of God, they're subject to do anything. Now, and of course, I got saw like in a debate with one guy one time. And he was one saying, you know, because he loved God, this, that, and the third. And of course, you know, that's his opinion. But however, I'm one of those that son still will have to stick to my guns too. Of course, I love the Lord. Of course, I wouldn't want to do anything to bring any shame upon the Lord. Of course, I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt God's feelings. However, there's an added little boost in there. There's an added little nudge in there that gives my respect to know that God chastens those whom He loves. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that, yes, He is a God of mercy. Yes, He is a God of grace, but He also is a God of wrath. And I'm seeing people, even people, got a whole heck of a lot more money than I have, in celebrity form and stuff. Beginning to say stuff like they're not living in fear, and fear this and fear that. Listen, there is, and I was saying we should not live in total fear, but at the same time, you need to know what lines not to cross. There's one famous guy, I just heard him on, I think it was Instagram or something the other day. Said he was no longer a Christian because of the thing called fear. He didn't think he should have to fear God. And when I hear stuff like this, it makes me think that either God didn't answer something the way they wanted God to answer something, or it makes me think, were they really a Christian at all? Oh, my God. Because I'm telling you, I'm seeing so much of stuff where people are doing stuff and proclaiming Christianity, but it walks my mind to say that you're claiming Christianity, but you are down outright acting hedonistic. Point taken. Point. My point of view is this right here. Of course, a lot of y'all can remember January 6th, and a lot of people probably don't want me to go up in there, but I'm going to go up in there anyway. Because, you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But some people want you to go, no, don't go there, don't go on that avenue. Don't go here and don't go there. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And how you go keep him out of certain things. But one of the things that caught my mind, caught my attention on Jan 6th was that you had a lot of people waving the American flag. And you had a lot of people running flags talking about Jesus is Lord, but chanting hang Mike Pence. That, how does that all fit together? Jesus is Lord, Trump president, hang Mike Pence. Hatred is coming out of your heart. So what you're telling me is the scripture is very much true, is very much real. What Jesus said, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They do honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. I mean, they're so ticked right now that hatred has filled their hearts where they want to go and hang someone because they did not get what they wanted to get. And because that they're at that point to do that lets me know they have no fear of God. They're not even thinking about what consequences would they have if they killed this man. What would God do? They're not even thinking about what would God do. See, they've even gone beyond the fear of the police and the law, because they went up there and broke the law, showed the police. They didn't care nothing about their law. They can't learn about their authority, and because they don't have no fear of God, if they don't have no fear of God, you bless God, you know they're not going to fear no law, they're not going to fear no police, they're not going to fear nothing because they don't have a fear of God. God, I didn't even know I was going to go that way. But anyway, here I am. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28 and 13, if we could. Oh, Lord, I did not know I was going to go that way. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Deuteronomy 28 and 13. And when we look at Deuteronomy 28 and 13, it says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be made above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Go ahead and read 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right or to the left, or go after other gods to serve them. Let's read 15. It says, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the Lord, the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and cursed and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send. Listen, he said the Lord. It didn't say the devil was going to send. It said the Lord shall send upon thee curses, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed. and until thou perish quickly because of thy wickedness, of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. This is God talking about cursing people because of their disobedience. Disobedience comes because of a lack of fear of the Lord. So people don't understand that it ain't always the devil working against you. Sometimes we have to take self-inventory. God help us all. Sometimes we have to take self-inventory. Can I check out my walk? Can I check out my talk? God help. The other thing that I keep seeing or have been seeing is that some people feel like, is something wrong with humbling yourself. I've seen two somewhat celebrities complain because somebody said something to them about humbling themselves. One I responded to because she mentioned something about how she wakes up in the morning, she take time out to pray and seek God, da 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 da. And then she kind of complained because somebody told her to humble herself. And I just pointed out to her, well, you know, you did humble yourself when the minute you took time out just to pray and seek God before you started your day. That was a form of you humbling yourself to God. And she got upset with me because she felt like I was belittling her on her own page. But actually, I wasn't. That wasn't my intent. My intent was to give her her props. My intent was to let her know she did good by humbling herself before God. The people have gotten to the place to where they don't realize how God said, if you humble yourself before God, if you humble yourself before the hand of the Almighty, it said, if you humble yourself, God will exalt thee in due season. A lot of us are running around here talking about hitting this grind and trying to do it in our own selfish, you know, strength, when all we have to do really is exalt, is instead of exalting ourselves, is humble ourselves. I think it's in Peter where he tells us, humble yourself under the hands of the Almighty God. And if you humble yourself, it says that the devil will flee. Humble yourself under the hand of the Almighty God, and the devil will flee. A lot of times, like I said, when we have so much trouble and we have so many things going on about, you know, within our lives, so many storms, when there's so many things going on in our lives, it's because a lot of times we trying to fix something. We trying to fix something or work on something ourselves, when all we need to do really is just humble ourselves before the hand of the Almighty God. Resist the devil. That's what he said. He said, humble yourself before the hand of God. Resist the devil, and the devil shall flee. That's in Peter. That's 1 Peter somewhere. But it's the word, and it's true. If we'll humble ourselves, resist the devil will flee. I mean, I'm serious. It's kind of like baffled me. And like I said, I mean, I'm talking about big name celebrities talking about they're no longer, you know, Christian no more. And I mean, I just go ahead and say it was Kanye West. But, you know, plenty of us have seen how he's gone to different prisons, professing Jesus. People got saved. He, you know, takes his choir here and his choir there, and they do certain, and now all of a sudden he's talking about he's no longer, we must pray, not passing judgment, because the word says that if you judge, that same judgment may come to you, but just observing. just observing, is letting us know that the world is coming to an end. It's letting us know that there's a lot of stuff that's happening right now that if you really look at it, you can tell that some things are going on that mankind has lost touch with God. Let's look at Romans 16. And I ain't even gotten into those other ones that just boldly come right out and let you know they're worshiping Satan. But Lord have mercy. Romans 16:19. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you to wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Your obedience to God is how we get the victory over Satan. Your obedience to God is how we get and keep the victory over Satan. Yes, we're going to be tested. Yes, there's going to be things to push our butt. Yes, there's going to be some times that we might want to give up and throw in the towel. But he gave us a promise right here. He said, and in the 20th verse, he said, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan. Listen, he didn't say you go do it. He didn't say I was going to do it. He said, God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Obedience. Having a fear of God. Godly fear. Realizing that he is God. Realizing that besides him there is no other. Realizing that having an idol of God offends him. Realizing that setting yourself up to be an idol offends him. I tell you, sometimes I feel like I'm Captain Kirk on Star Trek Enterprise or something like that, and I'll boldly go when some won't go before. But I'm going to go here because I see something. I've seen it for a while now. And I know, you know, some people may want to throw rocks and stones at me for saying this. But we have a candidate that's running to be president. And I just honestly tell you what I believe. I don't believe that he'll get back in the office again. And the reason why I don't believe he'll get back in the office again is because too many people have made him an idol. Too many people have made him God. Too many people have not wanted to make him be accountable of his actions. He's got a group of people, QAnon, who really refer to him like as the Messiah, as the Messiah. Now, the problem with that is that even if they took him and claimed that he is the Messiah, he should have enough sense to say, I am not the Messiah. I am not your Lord. I am not. He should denounce that. But because he embraces it, instead of denouncing it, what I see is that he's in a downward spiral because he will not denounce that he's not God or that he's not a God. He embraces it. And not only that, he's got a party God, this is getting deep. He's got a party that has taken oath to do the right things. All of them, they've been crying about the border, crying about the border, crying about the border. They brought a bill to close the borders. The other party said, we'll agree and close this. And then their idol calls up and say, don't close it because I need something to run on come this election. And they go against their oath. It shows me they're more afraid of man than they are God. Oh, God. Like I said, I did not know I was going to get into that. But, hey, I just see too much that's happening, that's going on. Now, could be wrong. I didn't say that God told me this per se. I just know the way of God. I know His way, and from what I see, I don't see God being pleased. Is He the Antichrist? No, I'm not gonna say He's the Antichrist. No, He's not. I'm not gonna say He's the Antichrist. But I will say that He is a sign to let us know that the world is set for the Antichrist to come. And the reason why I say this is because the word says that the Antichrist shall come and he shall perform miracles and deceive many. I hadn't seen this one perform any miracles, so therefore I can't say this is the Antichrist. I can't say that because I hadn't seen the miracles. I have not seen the miracles. I can't say that. I hadn't seen the miracles yet anyway. But I can say that the stage is set. It reminds me of a time that we probably have seen it over and over again during the time, especially around Christmas time, Easter time, stuff like that, when they was getting ready to crucify Jesus. There was a certain time of the year that they chose a prisoner to let him go or to keep him, and they had one named Barabbas. They had one named Barabbas, and then they had Jesus, and he was supposed to choose which one they was going to let go. Now, the Bible said they knew Barabbas was a known thief, liar, whatever. They knew he was a criminal, but they had nothing on Jesus. And when was it Pilate? I think it was Pilate said, which one do you let me let go? They said, Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Knowing he was, and I tell you from what I'm seeing now, people are duped. I mean, got evidence on him. And the evidence that everybody looking at it and saying, well, I don't believe evidence. I believe they set them up. I believe they set them up. Come home. I mean, sometimes it's just plain as a nose on your face. But anyway, to God be the glory. It just reminded me of that. And I thought myself, I never thought. that used to baffle me when I watched this movie about them choosing Barabbas over Jesus. And I was thinking to myself, how could these people be lost their mind like that? And I never thought that I'd be seeing the same type of situation in this day and in this time. Somebody, yeah, would be upset with me. But okay, it's not the first time I've had people get upset with me. Quite sure it's not going to be the last. But anyway, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet short. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let's look at Malachi 4:3. Malachi 4:3. And ye shall tread now the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah before the coming of the great day of the dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord. Again, God talks about if you be obedient, if you be obedient. One place he even says, if you be obedient, you should eat the fat of the land, if you be obedient. But there's also places like I saw, I can't recall where I saw it, where God was talking about stuff like, if you disobey, if you go into other idols, other gods, and worship these other idols, other gods. He even talked about sometimes he would turn you over to your enemies and let your enemies have their way with you. And people don't seem to understand that, you know, God gets fed up. Romans 1, and this just comes to the top of my head. Romans 1. He talks about God having a wrath. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. So something God has shown to some men, and it was known to them because God showed it to them. So for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So he's made things plain to some people, some men, and it's without excuse that they don't be partakers of certain things. Because that they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Because they were not thankful, and because they did not glorify God, their vain imaginations and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I'm quite sure that y'all can. Y'all can join that, or y'all can connect the dot to what I was saying earlier about one denouncing himself as God, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, again, idols. Wherefore God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now he's talking about sexual sins, immoralities. He's talking about homosexuality, not only homosexuality, but he's talking about adultery, and he's also talking about fornication. And it really kind of like blows my mind that some people will go to the extreme and really ridicule homosexuality, but they don't find too much wrong with fornication, and they don't find too much wrong with adultery. But when it comes to the homosexual thing, they get all balled up in a big ball of wax. I wish I had a thought about this earlier this morning, because somebody had mentioned that to me this morning. But we are to have holy indignation against sin, against homosexuality. We should still have that same holy indignation against fornication and adultery. Because that's the way God sees it. Sin is sin. But they say, well, you know, God said, you know, homosexuality is an abomination. Okay, watch this. There's another certain part about what the Bible says, that there's seven things that God hates. Yea, seven that he detests. And the first one, I believe, is a lying tongue. But for some reason, people can accept. They can hear a lie, know it's a lie, still say feed me more lies. Oh, my God. Whew. 24 says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections of even their women, did change the natural use into that which is against the nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving that natural use of the woman, burning their own lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was not. Y'all, we're in a bad way. It's not really looking that pretty. All I can do is tell you the only way out is through Christ. The only way out is through Christ. The only way out is by humbling yourself and realizing that he's the only way. The scripture says, fear not man who can destroy the body, but rather fear God who can destroy both the body and the soul in fire. That's the one we need to fear. Fear the Lord. Because not only can he destroy the body, but he can destroy the body and the soul. In other words, once he do the destroying, ain't no coming back. So we need to keep that in mind. Let's keep God first, God place. Let's keep God first place first and realize who he is. Yes, of course, we got to love him. You know, I mean, I have no other choice. As much as God has done for me and still doing for me, I really have no other choice. Flip side of that, too, though, I respect him, I honor him, and I fear him as well as love him. Don't get me wrong. I love the Lord. But I guess you could say, I'm not that dumb not to fear him as well. So as we bring this to a close, if you're under the sound of my voice and you haven't made Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, and you fear, you have somewhat of a fear of being separated from God eternally, you can fix that right now. All you have to do is say the sinner's prayer with me, and God will fix it. He would reconcile you to himself. He'll wash you in the blood of Jesus, cleanse you, make you a new creature through Christ Jesus. He will sanctify you through his word. in Jesus' name. So if you would like to submit yourself unto the Lord, if you would like to escape a devil's hell, the devil was not created for you or me. It was created for the devil and his angels. But we go there when we reject God. But if you like to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, notice I said Lord and Savior, all you have to do is repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I believe that Jesus is your only begotten Son. I believe that he came to do away with my sins. I believe that he died for my sins. And I believe that on the third day, you raised him from the dead with all power in his hand. I confess this with my mouth, and I believe it in my heart. And because I do so, I'm accepting Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior right now. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, and I renounce Satan. He has no more place in my life. I renounce him, I denounce him, and I'm now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me a new creature in Christ Jesus. And Father, fill me with your precious Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues and the Spirit of God give forth to others. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, you can reach me. If you like more prayer, you can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Instagram. You can reach me on Snapchat. And we'll be glad to pray with you, pray for you. Now, if you'd like to do that, we have no problems whatsoever in doing that. But this is the end. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to ask Kim and Kim to take us out of here in Jesus' name. But remember, until the next time, whatever you do, do it in decency and in order. But most of all, do it for his glory. Until next time, I'm Apostle Brian Blackson Name. Thank you for your ear and your time. In Jesus' name, we say to you, good night and be blessed. Amen.